What really makes us better people is our capacity to question the status quo to achieve positive change. If you are seeking to adopt new habits, to learn about a kind lifestyle, low-waste living, and speaking up for justice, you have come to the right place. Together, we will make the switch that will light up this world. I'm Morgan, and I'm happy to welcome you on this journey. Hi, beautiful souls, and welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. Today, I want to ramble a little about one pretty hypocritical situation that we have in society. And that's people complaining, pointing at Chinese or Korean cultures for eating meat from dogs and cats. One of the most famous events at which about 10,000 dogs are being killed brutally and eaten is known as the Yulin Festival, which takes place pretty much every June, every year in China. And for many people, it's just horrendous. We have a hard time hearing about it, reading about it, seeing videos about it, and yet we finance exactly the same horror, whether it's in Europe, in the US, Australia, whatever, with other animals. So where do people draw the line? Like, what's the difference between a dog, a pig, a cow, a hen, a fish that justifies killing them and not dogs? Or what does justify killing dogs and cats and not hens, fishes, and so on? So I've come across this article here on the website Animals Asia, Kindness in Action, just to give you a bit some background about this dog meat festival that takes place every year in China. So it's estimated that in China alone, 10 million dogs and 4 million cats are slaughtered each year for the dog and cat meat trade. So that's per year, 10 million of dogs and 4 million of cats. That's 40 million individuals who are killed in China every year for barbaric excuses, because they're not even reasons, and you will see why I will come to this. So over there, they really don't make any difference. It doesn't matter which shapes or size the dog or the cat is. Many of them are family pets. They still have their collars on, and they're just being snatched from the streets and forced into tiny cages. You can just look up online and you will see many footage and photos of this. Often, before they get to be slaughtered, they have broken limbs because of the transport. They have been transported for vast distances in such tiny cages without food and water. So I can let you figure out in which kind of state they must find themselves. When they finally arrive at the dog meat markets, injured, dehydrated, and exhausted, they're forced to watch in terror other dogs who are being bludgeoned, who are being tortured to death. So there are different methods there that these barbaric people use. For example, they're either beaten to death. Some of these animals will just be thrown in boiling water while they're conscious. So boiling in water to remove their skin and to cook them. So just imagine yourself being cooked alive or being beaten to death because some kind of moron thinks that you have some kind of special health benefits, or just because, well, you taste good, or because we've done it for centuries, so why stop it? Why shouldn't it be okay? All right, so that's the kind of just dumb things that people come with, dumb justifications that people come with to justify murdering and torturing innocent animals. That's kind of crazy. And that's the world we live in freaking 2020, okay? So Animals Asia, so you can have a look at this website. They have exposed the Asian dog meat trade's false claims that they farm dog for food on dog meat farms. That's just a bunch of lies, like a lot of lies that we currently have in Europe or in the US, in Australia, to justify torturing, exploiting, enslaving, and murdering other animals. But yeah, most dogs there are just vulnerable strays or pets, and they're just stolen from their families. Now let's get on to the Yulin Dog Meat Festival itself. It takes place every June, like I said, in the small city of Yulin in China. And during that festival, they eat lychee and dog meat. Don't ask me why. It's just their tradition. Although the numbers of dogs killed at this dog eating festival have been declining each year since 2015, when it comes to the dog and cat meat trade, the Yulin Festival is sometimes seen as its flagship event. So not only ten thousands of individuals, innocent individuals, cats and dogs, will be eaten at this festival, but it still goes on like all year long, all right? It's quite normal for these people. But the truth is the Yulin Dog Eating Festival is just the tip of the iceberg, with the number of dogs slaughtered at the festival representing less than 0.01% of the Chinese dog meat trade as a whole. So I just let you imagine, that's almost nothing. Because like I said, about 10 million of dogs are brutally murdered for their flesh every year in China. This violent and crime-ridden trade doesn't end after Yulin when the cameras leave. It's alive all year round. Ending Yulin won't end dog eating. But ending dog eating will end Yulin. So stop freaking eating dogs and be consistent. Stop eating cows and pigs and hens and fishes and sheep. Why? What's the difference? If you're watching this and you still eat other animals, tell me, what's the difference between a dog and a fish and a hen and a duck? Please, I'd be so glad to hear from you. Let me know. So from Europe, from the US, we're so outraged because of what people do in China and in Korea, because they eat individuals who we commonly name pets in our society. But what if I decide to have a pig as a pet or a cow as a pet? Like, just because I have this label on them, like, that allows me to take care of them or not, or to enslave them or to exploit them or to murder them. If I was in Germany, I'm in Germany right now, if I were on the street and I would slaughter a dog right in front of everyone, I would be like freaking beaten by people there, probably. I would be insulted. Someone would definitely call the police, and I would be freaking taken to jail for murdering a dog because we consider it illegal here. But then we do like the same thing to pigs and cows and other animals who are just as sentient as dogs behind closed walls. So not seeing it, not putting it on the street in front of everybody suddenly makes it okay. It doesn't freaking make any sense. So all the freaking nonsensical arguments that you've tried to use in order to justify enslaving, exploiting, torturing farmed animals, please make me the favor of using the same arguments and put them in a context with a dog or a cat. Oh, we need protein. So, you know, that justifies enslaving and killing dogs or cats. Well, you know, plants feel pain, so apparently plants feel pain. There's a scientific consensus. Plants do not have a central nervous system. They react to stimuli, I don't know how you pronounce this, but they don't feel pain. So, like, I mean, just take a carrot and, well, please don't take a living, conscious, sentient animal. But if you were to chop something off, like, definitely, I guess, like, most people who are sane and have a heart wouldn't chop the head of a living dog or a living pig or a living cow. They would rather chop a carrot, okay? So just freaking buy your bunch of carrots or tomatoes or whatever veggie you want to eat and leave animals alone. We're in 2020. We're done with the barbaric traditions or whatever you want to call it that date back to the Middle Age, okay? We're supposed to be grown up adults who have learned from the past, from gassing individual on the basis of their religion, and now we've moved on to gassing innocent, sentient, living pigs. We just perpetuate exactly the same horrific, barbaric practice. For what? Nothing. Because we have no freaking excuse. We have no justification to do this. So don't come up with something like, we've done it for centuries. Would you tell someone, like if someone calls you out for eating dogs, you would say, okay, well, we've done it for centuries. So does it make it okay? Does it make it moral or ethical? No, it doesn't. If you already, at some point, you came up to a vegan with the argument, God put animals on earth for us. When you have this sentence in mind, I'm sure you're not thinking about cats or dogs. Because, I mean, if God really put animals for us to eat on this planet, then why aren't you freaking eating an elephant right now? Or a cat? Or a dog? Or a squirrel or a seal? It doesn't hold up for 1 second. And then also comes the argument, well, they were bred for this purpose. That's what we say in Europe or USA, wherever, about farmed animals. So would you be okay with a Chinese or a Korean saying, well, the dogs and cats were bred for this purpose. It's just part of the diet. So that's fine, torturing them and butchering them like savages. Would you agree with that? And last but not least, one of my favorite, just please, like, hold on to your chair. It's the food chain, or for some people who really have the Lion King dear in their heart, that's also called the circle of life. Well, when you freaking look at dogs being boiled alive or beaten to death? When you looked at pigs who are being freaking gassed into gas chambers with CO2 who are burning from the inside out? When you're looking at a cow having her throat slit? When you're looking at calves who have a bolt gun being shot in their head? When you look at fishes who are hooked up by the mouth and pulled out of the water and are then like freaking chopped with whatever they use, with a hammer, would you say that's a circle of life? Does it look like life to you? Because to me it looks like freaking hell. And we're certainly the most evil on this planet when it comes to the horrific things that we do to animals. And if you were right now in the position of one of these animals, I'm pretty sure you would beg for mercy. And you would beg for me to speak up for you like I'm doing right now for those animals. For those animals, there's not hell like somewhere in the sky or wherever do I know. Hell for the animals is right here on Earth. And you make it a hell to them whenever you purchase pieces of their dead bodies, or when you consume their secretions, their fluids. So please don't come up at me and use any bullcrap argument, because they don't hold. We're freaking in 2020, like I said, and if you were for 1 second in the skin of those animals, you would be vegan just right now, in 1 second. You wouldn't even have to think. So just put yourself in the position of the victim. Because when you're in their position, there is nothing, like, there is no right way to do the wrong thing. There is no right way or human way to kill someone who doesn't want to die. So face your disconnection, face your contradictions. Take those arguments that you hold like in favor of the torturing, suffering, and murdering of farm animals, and put it in the context of dogs and cats being exploited and murdered for their meat. And then look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself if you're a freaking hypocrite or not. And if you realize you're a freaking hypocrite, then please, with your right mind, with your right heart, change right now. Do the right thing. Feel with your heart and not with your conditioned, brainwashed brain. And go vegan. That's all I had to say for today. Thank you so much for hearing this, for tuning in. And I see you in the next one. Peace out.